The Awakening of the Consciousness. Practice number 2, the 7 bodies. We take a comfortable position and perform a physical, emotional, and mental relaxation in the same way as explained in practice number 1. We concentrate on the physical body and meditate profoundly on this marvelous vehicle and on all the services it provides us. We try to comprehend that thanks to this physical body, we can interact with a world of 3 dimensions and obtain precious information and knowledge of this world, and simultaneously have all kinds of experiences in the world of forms. Without a physical body, a person could not self-realize. It is very important to obtain certain experiences that in the higher worlds do not exist. However, we are ultimately not the physical body, and so at this point of the practice, we will discard it mentally, saying, I am not the physical body. I am not the physical body. I am not the physical body. Second, we concentrate on the etheric body, meditating profoundly on this vehicle and on all the services it provides us. That is, providing us with the energy to be alive, all the biochemical process of the body, all vital functions, etc., etc. We can visualize this etheric body as an energetic aura of colors surrounding us. But our true reality is not the etheric body either, and we will discard it by saying, I am not the etheric body. I am not the etheric body. I am not the etheric body. We continue in the third place by concentrating on the astral body, meditating profoundly on this vehicle and its functions and services. We try to comprehend that the astral body is related to all the emotional processes, desires, feelings that the human being has, and that it is the vehicle which we use every night during the hours of rest in order to enter into the 5th dimension, into the astral world, the world of dreams, or the world of the dead, allowing us to have experiences and receive teachings and knowledge in this region of the universe. But, as ultimately, in reality, we are not the astral body either. We will discard it, saying, I am not the astral body. I am not the astral body. I am not the astral body. We then continue to concentrate and meditate profoundly on the mental body, trying to comprehend that it is a vehicle which allows us to interact with the world of the mind and is related to thoughts, ideas, etc., allowing us to receive and process an immense amount of information that is useful for our learning and our journey through the path of life. But neither are we ultimately the mental body, and we will discard it by saying, I am not the mental body. I am not the mental body. I am not the mental body. Then, in the 5th place, we concentrate on the causal body and meditate profoundly on its existence and its benefit, trying to comprehend that it is a vehicle related to all the volitional process of the human being, and that it is the vehicle of expression of the human soul. In other words, it is that set of values and bodies which make it possible for a person to be called a human being. To stop being an intellectual animal and become a human being, it is necessary to incarnate the soul on which we are meditating at this moment of the practice. But ultimately, we are not the causal body either. And we will discard it by saying, I am not the will. I am not the will. I am not the will. In the sixth place, we will concentrate on the buddhic body, the body of the consciousness, and meditating profoundly on it. We will try to comprehend what it is, what its functions and services are. We realize that this consciousness is a semi-divine vehicle which has the faculty of interceding for us before our being, and that it is what gives us the ability to capture direct knowledge in an intuitive way, beyond the intellect and beyond the depressive process of choice. The consciousness is an extremely useful vehicle for our spiritual work, but in final synthesis, we are neither the buddhic body, and we discard it by saying, I am not the consciousness. I am not the consciousness. I am not the consciousness. Finally, we will concentrate and meditate profoundly on the being, Atman, the intimate, assuming a totally infantile attitude, trying to capture the reality of the being without thinking of anything. After a few moments in this attitude, we will say, I am the intimate. I am the intimate. I am the intimate. There, trying to absorb ourselves in our internal being, him, 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 we will say, I am him. I am him. I am him. Then we fall profoundly asleep, riding on physical sleep. Physical sleep is the bridge that permits us to pass from meditation to samadhi. After a while, we give infinite thanks to our Divine Mother and our internal being for the assistance we receive, and return to our physical body to conclude the practice. He is He.